Welcome to the TGI Patreon Mini for the week of October 11th. I'm your host, Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. Happy Thanksgiving to all our Canadian listeners who are celebrating this long weekend. I hope you have a safe and fun Thanksgiving. We are looking for our October patrons, so if you want to join the club, go to patreon.com/thegamersin where you're listening to this, so you already know where to go. We'll give you a shout-out on this year's show and the main Gamers In for the month of October. And Extra Life is here. You're probably aware of this. We've been doing Extra Life for quite a while. I'd say 8 years. This is maybe our ninth year. But so we've been doing it for quite a while. I think we've done it for every year of the Gamers In. So that says a lot. It's important. It's really important to me. I think it's important to the show. Extra Life is a time for us to raise money for Children's Miracle Network's hospitals around the world. And this year, obviously, they are looking for funding to help with COVID and to help with just the many children across the world that are in need of extra assistance. So we are raising funds for those hospitals through Extra Life. You can go to bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2020. If you donate, you're up for a prize. You can go to bit.ly/TGI prizes to pick one. Just follow the instructions and we'll get the code to you after you donate. I got a bit of an update on our upcoming streams, because a big part of Extra Life is obviously us playing video games for 24 hours. Now, in the last few years, we kind of shifted from a 24-hour schedule to a multi-day stream where we end up actually streaming for longer than 24 hours total, but it's just healthier. You know, honestly, the last time I did a 24 hours, it affects you. It brings you down. It's not healthy. And when you have kids the next day, you can only sleep in so long before you have to get up and start assisting. And I believe the last couple times we did it, like, Jocelyn got really sick afterwards, like just cold, run down. And I did it as well. Like, honestly, it's not for everyone. So we kind of split it up, and we've got some streams in October. Personally, I hit my scary game stream goal. And I was thinking of playing Amnesia Rebirth, which would be around the weekend of October 23rd. That would be the stream. But Joss and I were talking, and Joss wants to do a scary stream as well. And I had brought up the fact that Little Hope is coming up out at the end of October. So we might do, I think we are going to do a co-op stream. I'm going to confirm it here. A co-op stream, and we've talked about, Joss and I have talked about this, doing it maybe the evening of October 30th, which is a Friday. And we'll probably stream both our perspectives, twitch.tv/RyanMurphyCA and twitch.tv/JossPlays. And that game actually comes out on October 30th. So we'll be going in blind, playing some co-op. I personally had not played co-op of the previous Dark Pictures anthology game, Man of Medan. So looking forward to playing Little Hope. I adore those games. We loved Until Dawn. We loved Man of Medan. So looking forward to this one. It's going to be a lot of fun. And it's about a year since the last one came out. It was supposed to come out, I think, in the summer, but it got delayed. But can't argue with a delay till October 30th. We are looking at also, obviously, another stream on November 7th for Game Day. That'll be a longer one. The one on the 30th and the 23rd will be shorter, probably like 4 or 5 hours, as opposed to the full day on the 7th, which will be like 10 a.m. to however late we want to go. But speaking of the Gamers In for the show, I've been playing Genshin Impact. A lot of people have been playing this, and I gotta admit, I picked it up for a couple of reasons. One, it's been dominating the general chat in our Discord, to the point where very rarely we have a game pop up where it's like, okay, this one's getting upgraded, this one's getting promoted to its own chat channel. So there is a Genshin Impact chat channel in our Discord, bit.ly/TGI Discord. And I've been playing on my phone and moving it over to the computer as well. And I gotta say, there's something about this game that feels magical on the phone, and the connectivity between the phone and the computer, being able to go from one to the other, it feels magic as well. But there's just something about playing it on the PC. I gotta give it more time on the PC, because I feel like on the PC it's very much attached to its mobile roots, right? It is a free-to-play game. It's a gacha game. It's a game out of, I think it's from a team out of China, and it's It's a beautiful game. Looks great. You play this on a phone, even on your computer. It is so surprising how what they are able to squeeze out of a mobile phone and then also, you know, boost up on a computer. Looks really great. It's a take on the Breath of the Wild sort of open area. Even the look and feel is very Breath of the Wild. I swear the intro area is like straight up you walking down from the Shrine of Resurrection in Breath of the Wild. Where the gacha stuff comes in is the characters you collect. Those characters become part of your party, and they offer you new abilities and new elements to play around with. So I'm still really scratching the surface on the game. I hope to get some more time on it so I can talk a little bit more about it on the show. I'm also playing Hades still, but this is something I don't normally bring up on the show anymore, but Amiibo. I picked up a Joker Amiibo, and I just thought, this is an audio thing, and so is the Gamers Inn, so it's not like I can show it to you, but you can Google it. Amiibo has been something that I obviously, if you're a listener, know that I collect a lot of these. And I'm really happy Nintendo's kind of like pulled back a little bit on the Amiibos, because there was a lot of them. They were coming hot and heavy at one point, but now they're kind of maybe two or three releases a year, which is nice and manageable. So Joker was the most recent one that I picked up, and the last one was in January, so it's been a good stretch. But yeah, he looks great, and it's just surprising to see a character that is so popular on the PS4 come to Smash and then realize, oh, they're going to make an Amiibo for it. And it just looks fantastic. I mean, when we talk about the Nintendo collectibles and it's being the cheapest way, least expensive way to get a Nintendo collectible that looks phenomenal, I can say the same about like this Joker sort of statue. It looks really great. And in terms of Amiibo, they've come a long way with support. So if you remember the infamous P-stand for Link, Joker kind of has a similar pose to the original Link in that he's kind of like air dashing, and he's kind of got his leg up and stuff. And you would need the P-stand for Joker, and you don't, because what they do is they make the stand part of his outfit. He's got this like blue flame flourish underneath him, and it's just phenomenal how they've been able to capture that character in Amiibo form. I mean, I know Jim is listening. Jim's a big fan of Persona and Persona 5 or 5 in general with Joker. If you wanted a Joker statue that cost less than $30, so American, it would be less than $20 American. Like, this is a steal if you can find it. So if you want to avoid buying a giant $200 Joker statue, this is a great way to do it. You know, you can still spend $200 on statues of the other characters that I can't remember their names, but yeah, he's great. He looks great. And in terms of news, let me just pull up the producer feed. I mean, the big story is the fact that Microsoft is basically like telling their employees, yeah, we're going to go around Apple, and really, you know, using the same tactic as Amazon, in that they're just not even going to bother with an app for their Luna service. They were just going to allow iOS users to use it through Safari, through a browser. So, I mean, Microsoft might as well do the same thing. It's easier than fighting Apple on. I mean, Apple's, let Epic do the hard work, I guess. The other one was like sort of how backwards compatibility will work for the PS5, and that basically everything outside of a handful of games will be compatible with the PS5. So look forward to that. Moving into Summoner's Call, the Halloween heroes are here. It's a great season. Love October. And we are playing Blazing Blade for Game Club, so we're working on that. We're starting with the Lynn route, and I'm sure we'll get around to the rest of the game in the near future. But not first off in 2021, because we are going to be doing a Three Houses Game Club, and the route will be chosen by Extra Life donors. I have details on the website, gamersandpodcast.com/fay, to see how you can vote for your favorite. I think right now Claude is in the lead with 3 votes. So you donate $10 or more and you can choose your favorite route. So go take care of that. Looking at the video games coming out, I missed out on Star Wars Squadron. I think I'm waiting for that one. I subscribed to Game Pass Ultimate. I think I'm going to wait until EA Play comes and then try it out then. But we'll see how that goes. In terms of upcoming releases, Another one, Baldur's Gate 3. I'm kind of tempted by. I think I just kind of want to see what it looks like rather than play it right now. I might check out some Twitch streams. But in terms of new releases, you got Age of Empires 3 Definitive Edition coming out this week on the 15th. Cloudpunk coming out on the 15th as well. And Rahi, an Ancient Epic, also on the 15th. Mario Kart Live Home Circuit comes out on the 16th. So if you're buying the real-life Mario stuff, that comes out on Friday. As well as NHL 21 on the 16th. Amnesia Rebirth coming on the 20th. Transformers Battlegrounds on the 23rd. Ghost Runner on the 27th. And Watch Dogs Legion coming to this gen and next gen consoles on the 20th. Well, it's coming out on the 29th to current gen consoles. Will be out on the next gen for launch date. Pikmin 3 Deluxe is coming out on October 30th. And the Dark Pictures Anthology Little Hope that we talked about earlier is coming out on the 30th as well. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. That's going to do it for this week's TGI Patreon Mini. Thanks for listening. And have a great week.